He wouldn't have left Pippi.
No, not leave Pippi. He wouldn't have left her.
No.
No.
For Ray and Maria Moran, being out on the water brings back distressing memories. In September 1979, the couple were lost at sea after wild weather caused their boat to sink in northern New South Wales.
We just spent 6 hours in the water trying to survive.
I got knocked kind of off the little dinghy because we were all trying to hold on.
It's upside down, so you're hanging onto the ribs, and it was very hard.
So I got kind of washed away, and Ray came after me. So Pip and Bill were in the dinghy, and Ray and I were literally washed away.
The pair survived, but Maria's sister Philippa and brother-in-law Bill, who also shared the same surname with Maria and her husband, did not survive. Philippa's body was found washed up on Kingscliff Beach several days later, but her husband Bill Moran was never found. 32 years later, on the same beach, on the same date the boat sank, a jawbone was found on the shore. Today, thanks to new technology, that jawbone has been matched to the DNA of Bill Moran. Maria Moran says the discovery provided a sense of comfort.
I was so excited just to know a little bit more what happened and that he was found on the same beach. So obviously they were together till nearly right at the end, which, I don't know, it's kind of comforting. The gravestone was always Billy was lost at sea, and now they can be together. So it's kind of good. It's a lovely feeling.
The discovery was only made possible through DNA testing of a family member. For 9 years, the jawbone was one of dozens of unidentified remains cases on the missing persons registry, and searches of DNA databases failed to find a correct match. But in August 2020, after a routine familial DNA search, New South Wales Health Pathology alerted police of a possible match to a biological relative. In this case, it was Bill's nephew, whose DNA profile had recently been added to a database for convicted offenders in New South Wales. Missing Persons Registry coordinator Carol Field says the match with someone from the convicted offenders database is a first for New South Wales.
We search just about every day. I'd love to say they happen, the links happen all the time, but they're not. They are rare. But that's why it's so important to get relatives of missing persons to come forward and give their DNA sample. To think that we can help a family, a grieving family, from someone who went missing decades ago, it certainly gets us excited.
This month, the pilot program is being launched by police on the New South Wales Mid-North Coast, asking families of missing persons to volunteer their DNA to be matched with unidentified bodies and human remains. Glenn Brown is from the Missing Persons Registry.
Well, I mentioned we had 330 unidentified human remains cases. Currently, we have 756 outstanding long-term missing persons cases in New South Wales. The northern region, for whatever reason, has almost 200 of those 756 cases. So we chose the northern region simply because statistically they have the most cases. For a lot of our historical unidentified human remains cases, it is probably our last chance to get a result with those investigations.
For Maria Moran, the memory of losing the pair remains raw.
It's just a tragedy that two wonderful people like that, you know, and who knows where what they would have done, and, you know, we miss them every day, and it's just a tragedy that they were taken so young.
The pilot program hopes to revolutionise missing persons investigations and eventually be rolled out across the country and the world. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.